Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trin Simmons. That is a 76ers related short show title. Not really. Maybe one day in the future. Courtesy of Nicole Adrian on the Discord. Shout out to Zeit Gang Discord for surfacing all the wonderful stuff. You're a true hero in my book. I am Jack, and I am joined by super producer Joelle Monique.
Pow, pow, pow. Hi, Jack. What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Joelle. Oh, you know, we've been on a Zoom together for 2 hours.
It's our girl time, Jack, and I really appreciate it. This has been really special.
It is. No, it's always lovely recording with you, and the best way to start a Friday is hanging out with Joelle Monique talking about some trends, such as that Kanye West has called out Kim, who called out Kanye. it's just like a very ugly divorce. And this is now happening in public because Kanye doesn't have the thickest filter working in the world. And it's sad.
Yeah, I mean, I really wish Kanye West hadn't pushed everyone who truly loves him away. And it's, I mean, listen, his megaphone is large. It reaches a lot of people. And that makes some of the things that he shares potentially dangerous. And that's, you know, concerning. And I think we do have to critique that. But I also have just such a deep well of like understanding in that he's battling a mental illness. As somebody who has multiple mental illnesses, it's a lot. It's a lot to sort of figure out how you're going to navigate that when you're not fully in control of what's happening all of the time. And he's been very public before about talking about how it scares him. But then, you know, I don't know. It's a lot. It's a struggle, especially because at the center of this, they have 4 children.
Yeah.
And that seems to be, and again, as we've seen with a lot of divorces, like, oh, we want what's best for our kids and we disagree on that. And so now we're fighting in public. And the root of that always is like, that's never the solution, just to fight about what you're going to do in public. On Instagram, It's messy and unnecessarily messy. I think Kim is the person who, at the very least, appears in a better space mentally, who no longer has to support a reality TV show, could maybe circumvent a lot of this controversy by just not saying anything. Like, you guys have right. lawyers, so many lawyers who could just deal with this privately. Even if Kanye is going off, Kim has all the power in the world to just remain silent and let her lawyers handle things. I think it's pretty clear that as far as like where is the most stable home for these kids is probably going to be with Kim. I don't understand the need to address it again on Instagram. It's so a strange place.
He was calling Kim out on IG for letting North post on TikTok is basically what right. it comes
Which
down
your
to.
Kid has had access to social media for a long time. They've been sharing right. baby North since she was in the front row of fashion shows at like 6 months old. Like, she's been around. She knows. I don't know. I'm not a parent. I don't deal with social media. There's a lot of things to consider. And maybe you have a very valid point in being like, I don't want my very young daughter on TikTok. But again, I just don't think that trying to peer pressure your wife through Instagram is the way to go about getting the results you're hoping for.
Yeah. It's all very sad. Hopefully they, get through it, that he gets the help he needs. And that's really, like, there's not a whole lot to
No, blessings on them, kids. I hope y'all are okay. Absolutely. And somebody is watching over you and protecting you from this, because they shouldn't have to deal with that. You're babies.
Euphoria has been renewed for season 3.
Congratulations to everybody who loves that show. You win. You can keep getting these outfits that slay. I really look forward to the manicure inspiration. Please tell me what I'm wearing next season. I love it. This has been some of the best social media content a show has delivered, probably since Insecure. It really right. just came, stepped up and filled in that void of like, what mess are we collectively watching? I'm happy for everybody, but particularly Zendaya, who continues to reign over all of our hearts.
I only watched the first two episodes. I only watched the first two seasons. There's only two seasons. I only watched the first two episodes, and I thought it was one of the best acting performances of somebody who's high that I've ever seen. Like, it was just like, it was really, really well done. Apparently she gets sober, and that's when people say she's really a great actor. But man, really nailed the drug.
Yeah. Her banging on the door, trying to get, a fix from her dealer, and then just turning into such a evil and sort of vindictive person when she's rejected. I was like,
yeah,
having been around too many a drug addict in my youth, I was like, okay, accuracy. Mm-hmm. The research mm-hmm. has been done.
Staying in the world of HBO, and just like that, Sarah Jessica Parker doesn't want Kim Cattrall to come back.
That's a mistake, Sarah. I know you don't like her. I know y'all don't get along, and that's fine. You do not need to be friends. But when I tell you what people want is for y'all to be on screen together, just suck it up. Listen. Models have been doing it for years, okay? They don't like each other. They get booked in the same spread. They do it anyway. They figure it out. Naomi Campbell and Tyra Banks infamously hate each other. But you know what? When they get together on camera, it's electric. We love seeing right. it. How are they handling it? They handled it by not looking at each other and trying to outpose each other. And I think you can do the same thing on this show. Why would you reject the money? Why would you reject the ratings? Okay, we need her to come back. Please give Kim a good storyline when she returns. Make it juicy. Okay, I really want to see how she's evolved as a human being. I think Kim Cattrall should come back and not be interested in sex at all. What happens when your like libido just dies out and that's how you've defined yourself for so long? Right. What else is there behind Samantha? Sarah, get over it. Like, you have all the money in the world. You want to continue to be successful. Deal with this lady and give us what we've all been asking for.
It's interesting because it's one of those like public feuds where it really shows the limitations or like why it's a bad idea to have a public feud, because they say in like politics, like a mudslinging, they only remember the lie. They don't remember like your correction that appears on page 6 of the newspaper the next day. And like all I've heard in like from this back and forth is just like, it makes them both seem bad because, whoever is right in the whole thing, like, it just, the thing that sticks is like the mean things they're saying about each other.
Yeah. And is that doing, and you're not getting any money off of it, which is what confuses me. Like, you don't have to, I don't know, like, you don't have to be so steeped in, why would you want your dirty laundry out there like this? It doesn't hurt either of you. You're both still making money. You're both still booked and busy.
Right.
What's the advantage of doing this publicly?
And the show suffers from it. Like, that, I've only watched I only watched two episodes of every TV show, I guess. but I did only watch until the big spoiler alert thing happens on a Peloton or post Peloton. But the show really, like, feels, I mean, the very first scene, they're like, and where is Samantha? But then, so that makes sense that they would have to, like, you know, from a story, like a narrative perspective, explain where she went. But then there's, like, parts where everyone's favorite character, Che, has Sarah Jessica Parker on her podcast and is, like, asking her questions that seem to have been designed for Samantha. And then, like, Sarah Jessica Parker or Carrie, like, can't take the heat, like, can't do the Samantha of it all, and it gets criticized for it. So it's like there, it's on everybody's mind, even like when it's not about Samantha. It's still like, man, the show really misses Samantha, huh? Like, is what is the thesis of, like, many of the scenes.
And not to be another person critiquing this show, but also, like, this is a woman who wrote very frequently about sex in the 90s. I feel like there's not much that character would be uncomfortable discussing on
that scene
a podcast.
So strange.
It's
right.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
So yeah, the show season two, hopefully will take some of the notes and evolve, bring in some younger writers. If you want younger characters, you know what I mean? I do the lead is not, it's not how the people talk anymore. I don't know if they ever spoke like that. We can get it together. We can fix it.
Yeah. Like, in retrospect, like, that was among the, like, shows, the experience of watching that show was very unpleasant in many ways, and I wish I hadn't, which is not always the case for shows that I'm like, that's bad, but I'm glad I watched it. That one, I was just like, ah, man, I, spiritually, this is doing harm to me. Jim Jordan, Representative Jim Jordan, according to phone records, had a nice long 10-minute phone call with Donald Trump the morning of January 6th. So that's a tough one. That's a long call with somebody who was presumably pretty busy that day. I'm assuming y'all talked about something, but Jim Jordan has been very obstructionist when it comes to the investigation. So we'll see.
I wonder why that could be. I wonder why he would not want additional investigations to be happening. Man. Listen, here's what we know about history. It's long, and eventually everything comes out. And I really look forward to that day. I feel like it's going to be a celebration. I know we're getting closer to it every day. I don't know if there'll be any consequences.
Hopeful. I appreciate you give me hope. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back to talk about what critics have to say about Moonfall.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back. And Joelle, you were a film critic. I don't know. Do you identify as still a film critic?
I still, you know, pick up a pen, jot some things down, get it published every once in a while. So we, current.
Yeah, you're a film critic.
Yeah.
You get it. You get the struggle of having to watch Moonfall.
I think you mean the absolute pleasure
and joy
you get to watch. Listen, because sight unseen, I haven't seen the movie yet. Mm-hmm. But Moonfall is what cinema has been missing. Hear me out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sometimes you just want a ridiculous plot. Sometimes it's not necessary to take yourself so seriously, mm-hmm. or to be any kind of grounded in reality. Like, even superhero movies now are like, they really want to have like a deeper and richer meaning. And that's not a negative thing. I think we're getting really beautiful superhero movies because of it. But wow, a Moonfall, like aliens taking over the moon and shooting it at the Earth, that's some like Attack of the 50-Foot Woman kind of stuff. Like, that's Independence Day level ridiculous drama. It's fun. I miss fun. And I think that this movie has the potential to bring a lot of it. It's got a stacked ass cast.
I didn't know there were aliens. I thought it was just falling down. I thought it was just gravity was the enemy.
I'm pretty sure there's like some kind of weird alien or ghost, some other thing that's causing the moon to rebel against the Earth.
Ghost would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
A bunch of NASA scientists being like, the moon is haunted. I'm for this. This is the type of bad that feels like it won't do me spiritual harm. But critics have pulled out a couple choice moments. So overall, it's sitting at a 38 on Metacritic.
Okay, that seems appropriate.
And some critics have pointed out that there's an exchange where Halle Berry's trying to convince Patrick Wilson to come along on this mission to the moon. Patrick Wilson says, look, I've got my own problems. Halle Berry says, and the moon falling on Earth isn't one of them? Which, a fair question. I just don't think Patrick Wilson would have said in the first place, look, I've got my own problems. as a retort to, I need you to go to the moon to prevent the world from ending. And then there's also a point where we see graffiti that says, fuck the moon. And actually, so it said that, and then in order to get a PG-13, it said, the moon sucks. They changed it to, the moon sucks. So, I don't know.
First of all, keep the F-bomb. Like, it's not being said. I don't think it'll count against you. The moon sucks is not, no one would ever graffiti that. It's not powerful enough. What are you doing? I also like the idea.
The moon feels a little bit, I don't know.
We hate the moon now.
Fuck the moon, man.
We can't live without the moon. They already showed us it fell, so I wonder what the end of that story is. Is it seeking a friend for the end of the world? Which, I mean, it's a 12-year-old movie, but spoiler alert, the world just ends at the end of that movie. They're very clear about it in the title. Nothing else happens.
They found a friend.
Yeah, at the end, it was beautiful. Or is it, do we just have half a moon now and the oceans rise and we got to deal with that? Waves aren't working the right way anymore. I really look forward to what the conclusion of this movie is. I also, like, someone tweeted out that apparently someone gets a phone call in the middle of the night and it's from NASA. And I just wonder if their caller ID was just NASA.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's NASA calling me. Gotta deal with
it. It's NASA.
This.
NASA here. Or is now a good time? It's NASA.
The moon's falling, so we really need it to be a good time. Yeah. Please don't have other things to do today.
Right. Man, I would have so much trouble sleeping if the moon was falling and the world was about to end.
And everyone's just doing drugs and partying, or they're at church. Those are your two options.
Speaking of seeking a friend for the end of the world, isn't that the one where, like, just like a middle-aged couple is like, I think I'm going to try heroin. Like, that was one of the things they did.
I think so. Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, Brie Larson is trending because she's part of the NFT world now.
I really like... Okay, so NFTs, I'm learning about them because I have to. You know, it's time. I gotta learn what they are and how they work and what's happening. I'm confused. I don't have any solid opinions on them yet, other than I know they're not good for the environment. And that is concerning because anything new that's not good for the environment must be stopped immediately. We've already done too much damage and we're not doing enough to stop it. So anything further harming it, very bad. But I will say that, like, most of the discourse I've seen around Brie Larson's NFT is people don't like the design of it. Which I was like, this just looks like regular art, okay? It's a lady, her face is painted blue. She's got what I would describe as whipped cream hair, you know? It's white and kind of pillowy and it's up. There's some kind of flowers growing out of that hair. She's wearing like a French pink ruffle collar. If you think of like a Marie Antoinette era, big, that there's some gold beads. Her blush is painted in pink triangles under her eyes. There's a gold bird. Does it mean anything? Not that I can decipher. I'm not an art historian, you know, but I've seen a couple pictures. I know art. I'm familiar. I've been to a museum or two in my time. It looks like art. Okay. Someone drew it.
Right.
It's got value. Like,
yeah.
People are like, it's butt ugly and she has no taste. And now I think she's a horrible person.
Does seem like a lot of people just want to hate Brie Larson, right?
I guess. I don't know. I never knew people did not like her, but apparently they do. Brie Larson, in my professional experience, has been, you know, lovely. She, at TIFF a couple years ago, a bunch of Black journalists were having a hard time entering some spaces, and she personally invited them in, so there was room and space for them. So I value that in her. Beyond that, I don't know about how she is as a person. And right. I also think it's weird that Brie is getting all the smoke when Gwyneth Paltrow, famously hated celebrity, released an NFT that seems to me to be from the same artist. So
well, maybe that is why Brie Larson, they're like, we thought you were better than this, maybe.
Yeah.
I personally did. I like Brie Larson and I don't know. Everybody's doing the NFT thing. I think it's bullshit. I did watch that 2.5 hour YouTube explainer. The fact that it takes 2.5 hours to explain what they are is part of the problem. But it's also like there's not much that the 2.5 hours leads you back to the fact that there's not much there. And yeah, I don't know. It seems like a drawing. It seems like a, yeah. So somebody did a fine piece of art.
Varvara Alay, a Russian woman, graphic designer who's worked for a bunch of different places, did the design. I guess this is her foray into NFTs, which again, please stop hurting our planet. But yeah, I don't know. Brie, kudos to you for just keeping it up and being like, listen, this was a choice I made and I'm going to live with
right.
it. Mess.
Let's talk about the Venn diagram of Netflix movies and Lifetime movies.
I'm so excited because it's a topic I've wanted to talk about for a long time. It's one of those things as a critic, sometimes you're just viewing something and then you have an idea that you haven't heard anyone else talk about. Not saying that it hasn't happened, but it just feels very like of your own. And you're like, wow, we have to discuss. Okay. I have a theory that Netflix is going to end Lifetime. I don't think they're doing it on purpose, but they are doing it to siphon a portion of that demographic to Netflix and keep them locked in place. Okay. Here's how Netflix works. It is a giant corporation constantly producing new content across the globe. So that's a ton of work and a ton of time. And in order to better organize that, they've broken it down into categories. The romance is one of those categories. You also have a nerd category. You have a drama category. And then you have a category that does like acquisitions, comedy category. If you've searched, you know. The romance category has really been in its bag with its Lifetime style content. Okay. Their main feature, shockingly, is Virgin River. Okay. Imagine a like 72% white cast with a bunch of people that are like, this is my black friend and this is my gay friend. so, you know, middle America can be about it. They're like, it's somewhat progressive. You know, there was a black guy. He was a vet and he saved people. Also took the rap for a murder charge that he didn't do to protect a lady. You know, he's a good guy. Wow. It is low level drama. Not too much happens in that show. She's struggling with, she lost her husband. They're pregnant. They lost the baby. You know, she's a young widow. So she finds this and a nurse. She finds a house in the middle of the woods. And she starts falling in love with the guy who's hired to repair it. And now she works with a curmudgeon-y old doctor who, without her, would have had to quit because he's old. And so he doesn't see so good anymore. Perfect Lifetime content. So good. And we're seeing it with all kinds of shows, which is really, really exciting to me because Netflix is a premium streaming service. We just have to acknowledge it. We have to come to this conclusion together as a people so that we can move on. Nobody else is giving you this many demographics at this base price. Your children can watch, your parents can watch, your little cousins can watch. Like, it's, everyone is covered. And I'm really excited. Like, Sweet Magnolias is out right now. Is it quality content? No, but it's not designed to be. Okay. It's designed to bring you
all
in.
Right. That's where I draw the line. I need you to stop right there. Sweet Magnolias is, I have watched the first two episodes of that. And it's.
You like
good.
The recent divorcee drama? It's a lady starting her life over. Mm-hmm. Here she goes.
Also, just the thing you mentioned about the finding a house in the middle of the woods and like the love interest fixing it up. So there was a movie called The Lost Husband that was all over Netflix's like top five at various points, starring Josh Duhamel and Leslie Bibb. And it has that exact thing happen in it. Like, she goes back home after her husband dies, I think. And like, some hunk who works on the farm ends up being like the man she was always looking for. Maybe it's a divorce. But anyways,
he died. They moved back to her aunt's farm in Texas with her
aunt's
kids.
Farm, that's right.
Yep. And begins to fall in love with country life
too. but yeah, at one point there's a house like on the farm. There's a house in the woods that she decides to move into and he fixes up for her. So that is, they have just identified a weird, like completely illogical fantasy that we all have, that they're just like, this is going to happen in a lot of shit, guys. I'm sorry to tell you.
They took romance novels and adapted them for film, slightly larger budgets than you would typically see with like a Lifetime show or even a Hallmark, which has a similar demographic to it. And then Netflix does what it always does, which is their patented algorithm. What do you like? How many people can we get to watch this show and stay engaged for like longer than two episodes?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, you definitely hear a lot of people be like, Netflix is taking over like this and that. But like, this is one you rarely hear people be like, and it's a good thing. Like, they're doing it better than the previous people.
I'm mostly just impressed with their ability to continue to do it. Like, it's in the same way that sometimes I'm just astonished at what like Lucasfilm and Disney is able to do. Like, Lucasfilm really built an entire room of video screens and said, this is all of our sets, or like 80% of our sets. And we're going to film an entire show in here. and it's going to look amazing one day. Two seasons and a half of a season of another show later, and they've truly mastered how do you build depth in a flat circular space? How do you build set props and designs to give a sense of height and depth that sort of can trick the eye? Like, you're able to see the screen less and less, which is very impressive. So their whole thing is like, we will continue to push technology until it reaches the point we want to, and we're fine sticking with it even if you don't like it. I think what Netflix is saying is like, we will continue to service you with television that you don't mind just having on at all times. Our goal is not, they say, now that every thing has their own streaming service, they are trying to invest in more fulfilling shows that have a longer memory, you know, in the population. I think so much of Netflix is consumed and then forgotten about. But I think that consumed and forgotten part is their baseline. You know what I mean? Some people, if you're like me, I just like to have the TV on, not always watching it. You know, I'm doing a lot of things. I think it's perfectly serviceable for that. And every once in a while you get a gem and you're like, wow, great. It's totally worth the $20 a month. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but it's from a consumer standpoint, is since we live in a capitalist society still, I value it.
You were even saying that show You, which was on Netflix, is like a big Netflix hit. Mm-hmm. And I had assumed was like prestige TV, like on par with, you know, their other prestige shows. That started as a Lifetime TV show.
Yeah, it had one season on Lifetime, did not do numbers, got canceled. Then it went to Netflix to be streamed, as all shows do. And it just picked up so much steam. Netflix was like, okay, we will just pick it up right away. I mean, Sarah Gamble is an incredible showrunner. She did Magicians. She's worked on Supernatural and a bunch of other like television shows. And her writing skills are just so strong. And they were like, hey, what else can you do with this? There's multiple books out. And she just picked up right where she left off with Lifetime. And because it was on Netflix and because it had a demographic larger than, again, what you would see on Lifetime. So many people are like, Lifetime's what my mom or my grandma watches. Like, I'm not, you know, their ads are not catered to me, et cetera, et cetera. Netflix can sort of give a longer shelf life and a wider viewing than a lot of these other channels are able to do.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Yeah. Well, Joelle, always such a pleasure having you. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me back. Y'all know me, I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique. It's JoelleMoniqueE.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for us for this week. We are back on Monday with a whole last episode of the show. We have a weekly Zeitgeist, which is the greatest hits of the week, that comes out on Saturday. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, wear a mask, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hold up.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.